coming and accepting Islam. So this is that to Allah has given us this way of this tazkiyah. We have to purify ourselves also. Ease, you put 100 rand, you put it in his hand or whatever else it might be. There is the easy way out. But Allah brings us to that stage that we come to that. And alhamdulillah, our friends have reported that they remain firm and they let them go without anything. No fine or anything, they just let them go. But to remain fine, firm at such a time, whether it's with the inside, we are united. May Allah bless us with these realities. Tomorrow, inshallah, programs will carry on. Maulana Musa will explain.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa. وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى.
For settlement also. Again afterwards you hear the problem is still carrying on. What's the problem now? We came to a settlement. The problem is that we made the promises but we didn't act upon it. No, both sides, neither side fulfilled what they had said and what they had agreed there. So we can't move forward. So this is a common thing. But alhamdulillah, there was really, it was, we had come down quite low, very low. So much so that in the Haramain Sharifain also, the Quran Sharifs and the cleanliness and how it is kept now, there was nothing of that sort at that time. You couldn't imagine it. Now, alhamdulillah, the ummah has come a long, long way. And
jaise khurshid ho aasmaan mein, dosto ye hai shahr-e-Madina, dosto ye hai shahr-e-Madina, ye hai aapka zikr hai do jahan mein, aapka zikr hai do jahan mein, dost to ye hai shahr-e-Madina, jisse islam phaila jahan mein, سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو, سبز گنبد پہ جس کی نظر ہو, جو ہے اسلام سارے جہاں میں, کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد, کیا کہوں رفعت شان گنبد, تبا اس جہاں میں جیسے خورشید ہو آسمان میں, آپ کا ذکر ہے دو جہاں میں.
What would our position have been? That perhaps living in this world would have become impossible. When the sun comes out, all the germs, etc. that is there, everything is destroyed by the light of the sun. So similarly, just as we need of the sun, each and every one of us, we totally need of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As Hazrat beautifully explains, he said that for a little moment also, if we are cut off from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, spread out from Makkah Sharif. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's desire was that from Madinatul Munawwara, from here Islam has spread out throughout the four corners of the world. When Hijrat was weighed from Makkah Sharif, and now Nabi alayhi salam and Sahaba came to Madinatul Munawwara, then here in Madinatul Munawwara, permission was now given for jihad. That go and give your life in the path of Allah. Sahaba gave their life in Madinatul Munawwara from Yahya Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Why in the beginning of our dua durood sharif? Why in the end of our dua durood sharif? Allama Shami rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, As-salatu ala nabi da'watum mustajab. That sending durood upon Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is such an act that it is 100% accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person, he performs salah and a little bit of pride, riya comes into that, is the salah of a person completed. Why? Because we know the condition of our salah, but the durood sharif that will be recited in the end of salah, that durood sharif is 100% accepted. So when the durood sharif is accepted, this will also pull our salah and bring our salah also to acceptance. So therefore we find in every action of ours, Durood Sharif will bring that action of ours to acceptance. This beautiful evening, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This has beautifully explained that when this ayat of Quran was revealed, then at that time Nabi alayhi salatu salam asked Sahaba that what is the tafsir of this verse of Quran? Wa rafa'na laka dhikrak. Sahaba said, all of them, Allahu wa Rasuluhu alam. Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they know best. They know what is the tafsir of this verse of Quran Sharif. Then Nabi alayhi salatu salam explained, where the name of Allah is taken, together the name of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. O people of Iman, obey Allah, obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, la takhunu Allah wa Rasul. O people of Iman, do not deceive Allah, do not deceive Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where the name of Allah is taken, the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is it? Ishqo aapka qalb wa jame. That a person, he has the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his heart and in his soul. That your Iman is only completed when a person has the love of Allah and he has the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our kalima is not complete. A person on La ilaha illallah kalima is not complete until he believes Muhammadur Rasulullah as well. Then only with the kalat and go to Madinatul Munawwara. Sahaba had their families in Makkah Sharif. They had their businesses in Makkah Sharif. They had their possessions, their houses, their properties in Makkah Sharif. So Sahaba hesitated a little bit. Immediately Allah Ta'ala revealed verses of Quran. Qul in kana aba'ukum. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that if your fathers, wa abna'ukum, your children, wa ikhwanukum, your brothers, very, very high. So what does he say? Finally he says that this person, his martaba, his status is so high that I got no words to explain and I cannot praise him anymore also. So because his position is so high. Similarly, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to make dua, Allahumma la nuhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Wallah, we cannot tell you of Makkah Sharif, when just looking at the Kaaba, so much of reward he is getting, where the tajalli and the rahmat of Allah ta'ala is descending 24 hours. Once when we had gone for Umrah, when we had come to Jeddah airport, at that time in Jeddah airport, they used to take your passport away. I don't know currently what is the situation, but at the airport, they will take your passport away. And when you are departing, when you come back to the airport, then they will hand your passport over to you. Somebody, then we find that even the name of that person becomes beloved to that person. When Majnu, we all know about Majnu and we hear about Majnu, that he has so much of love for Layla. But here Hazrat explains that in spite of having that love, he never did anything in his life. They never did anything that was haram. In fact, there's hope that they will be forgiven. That they had shown us how to have love for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One day, jiske sadqe mein iman hai jahan mein, that through the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today we are sitting here. Today we have been blessed with iman. This is through the sadqa of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And perhaps any remote place in the world you might go, today perhaps in that remote place also there might be somebody that is performing salah. There is somebody that is a believer, which beyond explanation, this is something that we cannot even explain, that what is the martaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through this beautiful poem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us the true value of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq of bringing sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our lives. In the month of Rabiul Akhir, that was removed by the noor of Nubuwwah. Now Tawheed, Risalat, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came into the world. It is mentioned when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had come into the world, If Usman ibn Abil As radiallahu ta'ala, if I'm not mistaken, his mother, she was at the time of birth by Hazrat Amina. So she says that when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born, she says when Hazrat Amina gave shoulders, is the nur, is the muhre nubuwat, is the seal of prophethood. So the Quraysh, they went back to check and they said, yes, certainly abad, that the muhre nubuwat is there. So he said that if you'll allow me, I also want to see this muhre nubuwat. So they said, they allowed him, they took him there. So the moment he saw the muhre nubuwat, the seal of prophethood, immediately this Yahudi, he fell unconscious. When he regained consciousness,
he was a king in one part of the Arab land in the days of ignorance. Ye pehle ishq majaz mein mubtala the. First he was involved in the love of the things of this dunya. Aur bahut acche shair the. And he was a very good poet as well. Hukumat aur mulk ke haris. He was very good. Naam sara taifu man ahwa fa'arraqani walhubbu ya'taridu al-ladhat bil-alami. Haan, mujhe raat ko jab apne mehboob ka khiyal a gaya. Yes, it's true. When, just as Maulana explained now, that how Majnu loved Layla, that when he thought of Allah is the greatest love. So he says that when the love of your beloved The year reference to love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And according to this instance that we are reading, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. When the thought will come, then you won't be able to sleep. Or baat ye hai, the love of Allah had struck into his heart. Dil mein ishq ilahi ki aag paida ho chuki thi. In his heart, the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, the fire of the love of Allah had come into his heart. Sultanat ka shor o ghul, mehboob ki yaad se maani ho raha tha. And all
that don't go down, that is precaution, that is taqwa. So taqwa, as far as deen is concerned, to take the precaution that we don't fall into risk. That is all what taqwa is, that we take our precaution that we don't fall into risk. So everywhere we must judge the occasion and see that what must I do to protect myself. So that is all the time we have to be worried of our youth's iman, especially when they are in different environments, at universities, at schools, at the workplace. There are all types of people. We have to be worried. Our ibadat is mostly only our five times namaz. And that is also not what everyone five times namaz. We know how many people, how much is it? Don't worry, we'll settle it. That transaction is not correct according to Sharia. If you know the price, and then you pay him cash, or you're going to tell him you're going to pay him later. But the price must be confirmed. Now we use the item, and then he tells us the price. Now an argument starts, we're not happy with it. And this is very common, very, very common. And the sugar disease also. Not that you are now, whole life you have to take tablets. Mostly doctors will tell you now these tablets you have to take for life. For whatever, high blood, sugar, etc. But the Hakims treat a disease in that way. So we also have to find the cause first, and then the treatment. So many people in the world today, their brothers can see it inside. So they say, no, you cannot do it still. There is a case pending against you. So he asked, what is that case? He said, you had one of your slaves, one of your workers, who worked unduly, wrongly. And that is the case pending against you. So he passed his night very, very uneasily where we are faulted. So we have to realize that it is the sinning of ours where we break the laws. Normally we stand by the law of Allah Ta'ala, but many times, like a wedding comes in the family, then we break laws quite easily. And not only a wedding, sometimes a walima function also, which is a pure dini function. And we will accept also, it is because of sinning. No, unfortunately, many people don't accept that also. They attribute our condition to other factors. All other factors, but the real factor is really our disobedience of Allah. We have displeased Allah. Allah, if He is displeased with us, Allah al-mu'minun. Alladheena hum fi salatihim khashi'un. One is that namaz that the mu'mineen have become totally successful when they've got these qualities in them. The first quality is that khudu, humiliation, humility, and concentration and devotion in their namaz.
وَحَسَنَ فِي الْآخِرَةِ and goodness in akhirah, and that we must be saved from the fire of Jahannam. So we should follow the mufassireen. And what they have shown, what the meaning of hasana fi dunya is, that is what we must strive for. And also, always, everywhere, we are commanded with dua, and not even trust our dua. Dua is also an effort. We must trust only Allah Ta'ala. Allah alone is the doer of everything. So, there is a beautiful dua that Allah Ta'ala has given us, and perhaps the most comprehensive dua. That means all the goodness Allah Ta'ala has put for us together, He made it so freely available and so easily accessible that you are not charged for the oxygen that you use. Water you are still charged for by the municipalities, etc. But oxygen you are not even charged for. So the dua also that was most required, Allah made it so easily available that perhaps get your akhirat also, Jannat, and you're leaving this dunya, you are not sorry, you are not sorrowful that you are leaving dunya behind, but you are joyous, looking forward to what akhirat is coming. So that is what ilmuddin is, knowledge of deen. that a person will know how to behave with himself. I must do my business. But why am I here in this dunya? For what purpose has Allah put me in this dunya? We don't even think about it. This all the knowledge of deen will give to us. Knowledge of deen is an ibadat on its own also. It is an object on its own also. And the purpose of it is very, very sublime. So the also a person must acquire and he must get the understanding of that knowledge also. And for example, we have a father says to his young boy, he's lying on the bed at night and he says, bring me water. That is one command he gave. Now the son will see, my father is lying on my namaz, I can't break my namaz. That is wrong. At that time, the understanding of it is, break your namaz, go and help that person there. That he mustn't fall into the hole, into the well, whatever it is. So knowledge of deen also we must acquire, and the understanding, and this we can only get, not from kitabs you will get this, but when you stay with that soul. There are many people, they have some friends with non-Muslim people at workplaces, etc., in school, university, etc. They give them so much da'wat of Islam, clear da'wat. It just doesn't make sense to the person. For such times, tell that person to watch what food he eats. Tell him to food. Automatically that person, his nature, his tabiat, goes towards ibadat, obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Many, especially youngsters,